Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears live and coming at you here on this beautiful getaway Friday morning, Friday, June the 24th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour, 61 degrees and sunny skies here in Marion. Does it get any more beautiful than that? This is the last Friday in the month of June. Next Friday is actually July the 1st. So here we are, last Friday in the month of June. Boy, has June just blown by. Have a lot of stuff to do this morning. I do want to let everybody know, I alluded yesterday to the fact that we might have a guest on today at 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. Now, I still think there's a good possibility of that happening. I'm not going to announce it yet. During the 9 o'clock break when Pastor Whitaker is on, I'll check on it again, and when we come back at 10 o'clock, maybe I'll fill you in more on that. Next Wednesday, though, we do have a pretty good guest who's already locked in, so you'll want to tune in next Wednesday morning at 9:10 a.m. All right, we have a giveaway today. You know, Fridays are interesting around here because we have a unique schedule. I'm on from 8 until 9, and then Pastor Whitaker's on from 9 until 10, and then I come back at 10, and I'm on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. So stick with us all day here on WWGH Radio. But we do have a giveaway today. The giveaway is this. If I was better organized, I would have had this ready. I thought I had it. Ah, here it is. I knew I had it somewhere. All right, the giveaway today... if you don't have anything to do this weekend, this is going to be a lot of fun. There's a gentleman who has performed all over the world. He's performed on cruise ships, and I hear he's quite a big talent. His name is Matt Yee, Y-E-E, Matt Yee, and he's bringing his sing-along show, which I guess is adult-oriented in a... an adult sing-along show, I think, is how it's being billed, to the Palace Theater this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, June the 25th. 8:30 p.m. will be the start time for that. I believe it's over in the May Pavilion. There are still tickets available, by the way, if you want to call the Palace, 740-383-2101. Again, the Palace number, 740-383-2101 for Matt Yee tomorrow at 8:30. But we're going to be giving away two free passes to the Matt Yee show this morning. Now, Matt Yee is one of those guys, it's my understanding, who you're going to say, man, I saw him when, or I saw him before he became a giant star. You know, he's already well known. But I think this man is going to be a giant star. And he does your favorite songs. I think he plays them on the piano. He gets the crowd involved. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. So we're going to give away two passes to the Matt Yee show for tomorrow. You don't have to pick anything up. If you are the winner today, I will tell you how you can get those tickets tomorrow night. So we do have a giveaway this morning. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll get started with that giveaway here momentarily. Now, what do I want to talk about before we get in? Well, there's a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and I have not done the community calendar pretty much since I spilled orange juice on all over everything the other day. So let's run this down quickly, because a lot of this stuff expires this weekend. The Pickle Festival is coming up tomorrow, June the 25th, down in Dayton, Miamisburg area. So the Pickle Festival, we're on the last reading of the Pickle Festival, takes place tomorrow, June 25th. This is a big event I know a lot of people are getting ready for, the community-wide Village of Caledonia Yard Garage Sale. That'll be today and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, June 24th and 25th, 8 a.m., and it's open-ended. All residents are encouraged to participate, set up on the porch, the yard, or the garage. There will be a food truck in the Village Square both days from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. So the Caledonia garage sales today and tomorrow. Now, interestingly enough, the boyhood home of President Harding is over in Caledonia. And we have talked about this in the past. And I'm not saying anything about the home, but if you're over there for the garage sales or yard sales or what, however you want to say it this weekend, just drive by the home. It's right there on the main drag. And you will get an impression as to what I've been saying. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning. How are you? Are you off work today or starting slow?
No. Before I got busy, I wanted to call and congratulate you. I heard you adopted a cat.
Well, no, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not taking this cat in.
Oh, yeah. You already did. You must not know how it works, Scott.
Oh, no. I cannot let the cat in the house. And I'm not buying litter or food.
He can hang out outside.
Well, yes. If that's all I have to do is give it water and it can stay outside, then yes, I'll do that.
Well, it's pretty much a done deal. I mean, you're already out there making turkey sandwiches.
Well, you know, I like to keep the neighborhood happy.
Well, as a fellow animal lover and cat and dog owner, I appreciate your efforts, and, you know, animals need love, too.
Well, as I always have said, I'm a man of the people.
Have a good show, Scott.
Hey, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, no, I did not adopt a cat. You know, I to get off too deep in the weeds on this, yesterday, there's a cat that lives in my neighborhood, and I've known this for quite a while. Because it lives under the playground, which is close to my neighborhood, and it's always walking around. And on Wednesday night, this cat was laying on my porch. And it was hot Wednesday night, you know, like 94 or something like that. So I took it out some water and a piece of turkey, and the turkey's gone. I've left the water out there. So now the cat comes and visits and just sits on the porch. As long as I don't have to buy it litter and I don't have to buy it cat food, I don't mind giving a cat water or the occasional piece of food. But you see, as I said the other day, I have had a cat in the past. I inherited somebody's cat. I would never have a cat on my own just because I'm not equipped to take care of that. There are very few things I'm equipped to do. And I did not think this cat was going to live very long that I inherited. That's one of the reasons I took it. And it ended up living like 4 years. So I just got burnout on the whole idea of taking care of cats and or dogs and or anything else. So I don't want to get back in that situation. But this cat, my cat, would never eat people food. The cat that I had, I never saw it eat any kind of people food. So the fact that this cat, I think, ate the turkey, I did not see it eat the turkey. You know, there could have been stray wolves or coyotes or some coyotes coming up eating the turkey, but the turkey's gone. I assume it was the cat. And maybe a neighborhood kid came by and made a sandwich. I don't know. But that's the story on the cat. Do cats eat a lot of people food? I know a lot of you have a lot of cats out there. We've talked about Catwoman and people's love of cats. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But check out President Harding's boyhood home if you're over at the Caledonia yard sales this weekend. Because, again, I'm not saying anything about the home, but people do live there. And there is an historical marker out in front of the home, so you can't miss it. It's right there on the street by the Family Dollar that you turn down in Caledonia. And you take a look at that home and you tell me what you think. If you had an historical marker out in your front yard, tell me if that's how you would run things. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, it's me.
Yes, how you doing?
Well, pretty good. I was going to tell you, I went by the Harding home. It's been right after we talked. You had it on the other time.
Oh, the one in Caledonia?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me what you think.
Well, let's just put it this way. I don't think they can get the radio out there. The whole porch, I mean, I would think that they wouldn't even allow somebody to really live in it. They would keep it like that. No, it was like, well, I'll just say kind of like a disaster, the front yard.
Well, here's the thing. They can pick us up in Caledonia. I know Angie lives over in Caledonia, not too far from...
I don't like to say anything. Well, I didn't think you could, because when I go towards Bucyrus, I just get a little piece down Route 4, and I can't pick you up.
You know, it all kind of depends on the weather and where you are, but like I say, Angie lives right around the corner from that home, and she can get us in her house. So they can get us.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But anyway...
I had gone by the home a couple years or so, because that's what I do. I ride sometimes like a couple hours a night. If there's a road or a city street I haven't been on, it's a miracle. Anyway, the last couple of times or so, I would go and I couldn't find that house. And I said, you know, and then I'd just go down a couple of streets and then just leave. So I thought, well, this time I'm going to find it. And I did, and I went by it a couple of times. But I think there was somebody at one of the houses there, so I didn't stop, you know, and look or anything. I think there were, like, kids' toys, but the whole front porch was just packed. You know what I mean?
Well, and this is what I did not, because I don't want people saying that I'm being mean, but I don't think people realize there is a big historical marker out in front, just like there is at other places, but the house is occupied. I don't know if they rent or own it, but it's interesting to me how it's being kept, because to me, if I had an historical marker out in front of my home, I don't know if that would be the condition that I would leave it, because I would think maybe people would be driving by to see it.
Oh yeah, I did. Now this, I saw it several years ago, and it wasn't like that, because I had to go down the street the first time I missed it, then I had to circle in. I went down a couple other times and stuff, but no, it was just like, I took it nobody lived there. They would do tours or something, because that's, you know, all that stuff wasn't there before.
Yeah, no, it's definitely inhabited. People do live there.
Well, I got a few things I want to talk to you about today.
Go right ahead.
And I'm going to make them fast. Now, the person I said, Glenn, I think his name was Gale.
Oh, Gale, yes, I did work with him at Sears.
He would call in, and there was a Linda Burgraff. I know Jody called in and stuff, but no, they don't call in. I don't hear them anymore.
Now, Linda, I think it's Sarah Burgraff. Now, she drives the bus. She just called in this morning.
Oh, I didn't think she was the same one.
Yeah,
okay.
I believe that's the same one. And
there was a Linda, too, I think.
Linda.
And I just took it her, because some of them, you would, when they'd win a prize, you would say their name and stuff. But then I got thinking the other night, it hit me, and it's like, it's not Glenn, it's Gale.
Gale, yeah. Gale, yeah. You know, I'm not sure. I used to see Gale in the store. Now, here's the thing about Gale. Now, Gale did tell me this one time, and I don't know, Gale might still be out there listening, but Gale was a very, he liked politics. And a matter of fact, he gave me a few books at one point on politics. And when we kind of moved away from that, like, he did not like shows that did giveaways. I know he did not like Charlie. He didn't like Charlie's show. He didn't like any show. Yeah, no, he didn't. He used to tell me that. He said, I turned the radio off. Because he did.
Well, I turned it off at other times. But no, I thought everybody loved Charlie's show.
Well, most people did. Yeah, I mean, Charlie's definitely a big part of this station. But, I mean, I don't think it was anything against Charlie. He did not like trivia. He didn't like that type of show. And so he would turn it off. And I think when we got away from politics more and got more into the giveaways and talking about things, like, he did not like me talking about President Harding's dog collar. He thought that was silly.
Aww.
He liked current events. So
I don't remember that. I don't remember him like politics. I just remember
yes.
his voice.
He liked the politics. He loved the politics.
Oh.
So I don't know if that was the reason, or Gail's up quite up in years now. I don't
tell he was older. I was going to tell you, I think he was way up in his 70s.
Well, I bet he was over 80 in those days.
Okay, and then another thing, I tried to get Charlie in that state Senior Citizen Hall of Fame in 2019.
Well, I remember that,
and yes. I had asked, you know, the radio station if you guys would get together, and I called Mayor Spurzer. And then I went over to that museum there on CBS because I didn't know any information except what Charlie talked about on the radio. And they gave me a little bit. And then I called the cancer place. And I don't think I called Judge Edwards or a judge, but I tried because Lady Justice, I was trying to get them to write something, and I couldn't find anybody with the fairgrounds. And what it was, I wrote, but he didn't get in. Let's just put it that way. But they wanted, like, videos. This is the whole state, you know. And I knew if everybody got together, Marion, that Charlie would get in that. And then it was in May, and he died in May. I wanted him to get that, you know, I wanted him to get that so bad. So the stuff that I've got, I'm going to drop it off to, or give it to Angie or somebody, Jeannie, because I know there's enough of them, the grandkids. They're very smart. They can, I think Channel 39 up there, Popcorn Festival, they have, like, stuff, you know, he was in. I don't know all that stuff. But if all those separate groups would get together and send something in, you know, because I think he really deserves it. He would have a really great chance.
Yeah, I would think so. I would think that he would have a good, you know,
well,
but
I tried to get people to do it, and when it was in the paper, and then, you know, I only thing I knew was all the stuff, like, cancer over 30-some years, and I'm going to give her what I wrote. I don't know if I wrote four pages or what and stuff. But so I want to give that to him because I've got the folder here. And then another thing I want to tell you is I called Sue.
Oh, the Catwoman.
Now she wants your address.
Now what's she wants my address?
Your home address.
Oh, Catwoman does.
Yes.
Now what?
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay, tell me why first. Yeah,
Somebody gave her two little baby kittens, and she wants to see if you want them.
Oh, well.
They're mitten pawed, one's black and white. I don't know if they're four or five. They're very young and stuff. And then when you said this cat stuff yesterday, I started laughing because I talked to her the day before. I talked to her, was it Wednesday?
Well, how is she doing?
She's doing, as far as I could tell, great, better than before. Her daughter, I think, is kind of sick. She's helping her. And she has only two cats. I said, well, you had that male cat you were trying to, you know, get somebody to take. And I don't think she could remember that. And she said that, let's see what else. Of course, I talked to her like an hour or so. We talked for a long time. And she said that she has, now she can go upstairs because she has one of these attachments that goes up the rail thing.
Oh, good.
So she could do that. And then she had told me, because we discussed some other things. One thing we discussed was what she gets the paper. And I don't know if you saw this in the paper where over in China, they're killing millions of dogs and they're trying to save them. She mentioned that. It makes me sick. I don't even want to talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
That was in the paper. And she said she helped take care of Harding. I think it's his wife, Kling or something. That was her name, niece.
Oh,
she Sue went around and took care of people. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, and she said anytime you want to call her, that I could give her number to you, but she doesn't want on the radio. After that guy called her and I don't know what went on with that, you know, when she'd called in, tried to help her, I think it was last year or something.
Well,
so if you want her number, if you don't have it, I can give you that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of anything else she said that you'd want to know, but I can't remember.
Well, I tell you, I don't. If she doesn't want calls, I don't want to give her name on the radio, but I tell you what, if you can call her back at some point and give her the radio station phone number, I'll call
now
her.
She told me, I think it was Monday, she said she listened some.
Oh, good. Good.
So
well, maybe she's listening
she
now.
She does listen some. So you want this number 4308? And so the other one?
No, give her the regular studio number because I'll be over there checking the messages, and I'll when she calls, I'll give her a call and we'll discuss that.
Yeah, I don't know something about the cats. When sometimes you can't give people won't give up a cat. And then another thing,
I was just going to mention the schools. I see where they've got that interim guy. He looks like he's really good. Like he'd be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing a another thing. I see that Ratliff Rocky. I don't know what he's on the school board or something. They're doing a racial equity audit.
Yeah, I saw that.
Something, and I think through that. But somebody had told me last week. Now, this is just hearsay. You need to have a teacher on. I think it disguises the voice. Something about, I don't know if it's that CRT stuff or what, but something about the restrooms. Now, this is just what I heard. One of the teachers tried to get the janitor to take the door off the restroom. Now, I don't think it's the teacher's. I think it's the girls' restroom. Because I don't know if they're getting assaulted. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how they're using the restrooms. You know what I mean? There's, when you transition and stuff.
Right.
So, to me, there's a lot going on.
Well, here's
nobody's going to speak out because they're not going to lose their job. Let's just put it that way. Nobody's if somebody said something about one of the teachers told the janitor, get that.
Let me say this, and I can speak out and speak firsthand, because I spent a lot of time in Harding, and that's an interesting story, because all the time I've been in Harding, which has been quite a few years, there are no doors on the bathroom. There never have been.
Would this be a Harding or one of the other doors?
I've never been in a city school that had doors on the bathroom. I mean, there are doors on the stall, but there are no doors when you go into the bathroom.
They wouldn't mean that.
Yeah, there. Well, I don't think you. I don't know why you take the stall door off.
See, I just took that they meant the outside doors.
There are no. Yeah, there are no outside doors.
I know it wouldn't be a grade school. Well, that's just what I heard. But what they need to do is start putting cameras, like they watch the police all the time. I watch those auditors that do the post office and all this stuff. They tackle prisons and everybody. They need to have the cameras in the schoolroom and kind of, you know, watch what's going on, because nobody seemed to know till that COVID thing. But I was just going to mention that. Maybe just have a teacher on disguise the voice, because they're not going to say much.
Well,
their job either.
Well, I'll see what there might be a teacher out there. You know, school's not in right now. There might be a teacher out there listening who can speak to this.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think if there was anything else that, and different stuff, but...
Well, if you think of anything, call back. I mean, we'll be here this morning.
Well, the one thing is, I called in, I think it was last Friday, about Monica. And some guy calls in and he says that woman about Monica and stuff. And he's done that other times I called. So I'm trying to get it in because I don't think I'm going to call in anymore. And when Monica, that was going on, that Paula Jones was suing him for close to $1 million. And when I watched Monica, she said he would hold my hand, and he did stuff. And I think it just made her think he was interested in her. You know what I mean?
Well, I tell you, you'll have to call in more today. You want to win these tickets to the Palace tomorrow night, right?
Well, not too much, really, and different stuff. But you're going to probably have a lot of that stuff on about that, all that January the 16th. I just turned it off.
Well, you know, now see, here's the problem. Now, and I'm not saying you're wrong in doing that, but here's the problem.
I know.
We're not going to talk a lot about January 6th because I'm going to try to give these tickets away. But here's the thing. The problem with this is, and I don't have my mind made up either way, and if you listen to the show with Glenn and I the other day, I kept having a discussion with him, because I don't like to say argument, I don't think we argue, but I just have not seen full-blown evidence of anything yet. But it also mystifies me that people will say, I mean, if you don't have time to watch, I understand that. You know, I didn't watch them yesterday. I didn't have time. I was busy yesterday. But what I don't understand is when people have already made up their mind before they see anything. That's what I have a problem with.
Yeah, because that's what most of them do. And then one time they tried to say that Trump was something, but he wasn't giving a country money. And I just had on my far stick again last night where Biden wouldn't give Ukraine that $1 billion loan until they got rid of the prosecutor. And he says right on TV, he said, I'm leaving in 6 hours, and if he's not gotten rid of, you're not getting it. And they did. They got rid of him. And I don't like stuff like that. And like the Supreme Court, those justices, you're not allowed to protest, but they won't keep those protesters away from their houses. And it's not right for those people to...
I think they did hire them. I think they did get the Supreme Court justices' protection. I believe they did.
They do. They've got them in front of their house, but it's illegal to protest in front of one of those court justices' house. It's a law. You cannot do it, but they won't stop them. And it's like, if you're not going to stop stuff that's going on, and I'm going to say this, and I'm not inciting anything. January the 6th, when you did that, you should have done like they did in Portland, Oregon. Just go set the cities on fire, and nothing will be done to you.
Well, but
I do stuff like that.
I don't think it's illegal to protest on a public street. I think.
But no, you can't. There's a law, I think, specific for them.
Well, I don't think you can
get back on my far shit.
Well, here's something I want to say, because I just want to be factual with people, and I don't think people understand this, and I didn't understand this until yesterday. And this is the only thing I have to say about January the 6th today, and it's just because of information. We keep talking about the former president being indicted. Now, he would have to be indicted and go on trial, and there would be guilt or innocence. Now, why is it a big deal to indict him? Because I keep telling Glenn, I say, if they've got the goods on him, indict him. If they've got evidence, the attorney general will indict him. This has nothing to do with Congress or the Senate. Well, there is a law in this country, and people can look it up, and I might, during the break, get you the exact law, that if you are indicted for sedition, which is what this would have been, if you are just indicted, not even found guilty, indicted, you cannot run for public office in this country. So if
they're probably trying to do.
Well, I'm saying that, you know, so now I need to go back to Glenn and say, Glenn, an indictment does mean something in this case. It's not about the trial. So if this attorney general's got the goods, then he needs to do it. But I don't think he has the goods because he's not doing it.
That's what I said. I don't care who you are if you've got it. But I listened to that impeachment thing 3 years. I was waiting for that whistleblower, Brainy. And don't tell these lies and stuff. And it was $37 million and nothing. You could have taken care of the homeless. And another thing is, and I'm not against anybody's religion or anything, but one thing I do get kind of tired of is I'm an atheist. Yeah, I hear this on the radio station, I think in the last couple of years, so many times. You know, I don't care and stuff. And it's like, if you need to put it out there, I'm going to say this, stamp it on your forehead or have it tattooed on there. Everybody can see it.
So
I don't get on there and say, I'm a Christian or I'm this.
So you're talking about Glenn?
50 times.
You're talking about...
It's not just him, it's others. I mean, that's fine. I mean, I don't care if you're... Well, not Ku Klux Klan, but whatever you are, I don't care.
Well, no, I'm curious. Who has been other than
one of them? Yes, and it's like, you know, once is fine, or a couple times, but just over and over and over, and it's like.
Now I'm just curious because I have not heard that on this station. Who else on this station has said they were an atheist?
I don't know. Somebody called in and stuff. It's like different things. If you're gay, I could care less. If you're my best friend and you tell me 20 years later, I could care less.
You know, I think it's just one of those things. I don't know. You can't censor what people say. And
no, that's what I know. But, I mean, you know, you've told once or twice that you did not. But this is like, I mean, other people. I had a lot of my friends where I work with. They used to listen, and they don't listen anymore. But they like Charlie, too. And I really like Charlie. I wouldn't miss you so for anything. But it seems like the people that used to call in, I don't hear from them anymore.
Well, no, but we got a whole slew of new callers. You know, Lee was not a big caller in those. Now Lee's become a regular. And, of course, we have Phyllis and Larry, who are great. I don't think they were listening or calling in back in those days. And
yeah, maybe a lot of them died. I know that Kathy at the tower, she died. We always wondered about her because she liked to call in and talk to Charlie and stuff.
Yeah, they went on to their reward. I think, you know, that audience...
Yeah, because a lot of older people, you know, and they do.
Well, you'd be surprised. I always said when we're giving away giveaways, you'd be surprised at the number of younger people who do listen. Most people who are working, like we had a lot of people who listened in doctor's offices, and they, you know, they can't call because they're at work. And I think the majority of our listeners actually are younger. Now, the majority of our call-ins are probably older because they have the time to call in. But I think the audience is younger because when we were giving away zoo tickets in Zumbezi Bay, I don't know a lot of senior citizens who were coming in to pick up those tickets. And we had a ton of younger people.
I had to put people down to... Because, you know, I did use the Tecumseh tickets. Me and my daughter went. She went to the wilds and the zoo. And over all these years, I got a lady that worked at the library. I started giving them to her because she had, kids at high school and stuff. But, you know, I had to find somebody to, because I usually didn't do this. Did you get that envelope yet?
I haven't. No, it came to the office. I haven't been over there yet, but I'm going to go this weekend and pick it up. Oh, and I wanted to let people know also, as far as, you know, where else we're listened to a lot is City Hall and the people who work there. Now, they're not going to call in because of obviously their job, but I do know that they listen. And we have a very, we have a young good friend of mine for many, many years. I'm not going to say her name, but I know she's a regular listener. And I hope she's out there listening this morning, a matter of fact. So if you're out there listening, she knows who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I wanted you to, that guy, the one, the Green Beret, I can't say his name. He's part, I guess, Mexican and part Indian. His name's Bell the Deer or something. And I wanted you to get him on his show because when I saw him on the far stick, and then when I farther down I clicked, well, he died in 98. But you would not, when you watch him, when he gives a speech about being over there in the war and stuff, I mean, they should show this at every school. I mean, you would just, I don't know. I've never seen anything as what he did. He was like a one-army man.
Oh, we've got our other Judys, too, now that Judy Cressup and Judy Smith, they're fairly new listeners. They weren't around
in
those days.
Yeah, I heard the Judys, yeah.
So, you know, I think we do have a lot of new listeners for the people who've went on to their reward.
Yeah, sometimes when you start the stuff with certain subjects, I just turn it off or turn it down to you.
Well, and I think that's what Gail did.
But I don't like to call in, and I try not to call in to, you know, bother somebody or do something or
no, we
whatever.
like people calling.
That old Monica thing, I'm tired of it.
Well, that's yeah.
I think she's interesting. You she's even got like some guy wanted to do a movie about her. And you would not believe all the stuff. This wasn't just like a thing. I think it was a 2-year thing or something. And I'd like to get to be able to see that movie thing.
Well, I do want to...
It wasn't Netflix, but I don't know that stuff. But it was on something.
Oh.
But I just have these little blocks I just, you know, click on. And I'm so tired of these auditors doing the police, hassling them. Auditors of the post office. And they try to get people fired and all this stuff. And things, and I watched that for 2 years, all this stuff, and I'm getting on to other things now, so.
Well, I'm glad you called in, and I'm glad you're out there, and hopefully you
continue. If you want those kittens.
Yeah, tell Sue to call the station, and I'll have a conversation with her.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
All right, well, there's a lot of news to kick off the morning here. 66 degrees and sunny skies, 48 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. The fair coming up very soon, July 4th through July 9th, the Marion County Fair. There's another announcement. We've got the Harvest Happenings Festival coming up October 8th and 9th. That'll be in the fall. Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Morrow County Fairgrounds, 195 South Main Street in Mount Gilead. And, of course, the Caledonia Farmers Market going on every Saturday, June through September, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Lots of stuff over there. They are a food card vendor. They have 50-50 drawings, raffles, food vouchers for individuals 50 years of age and older. And yesterday, I finally got my fair book, by the way. Apparently, they're $2 a piece. It's a nice fair book this year. Looks like Monday and Tuesday are going to be harness racing at 11 a.m. Monday is going to be, which is the 4th, will be a band at 7:30, fireworks at 10. Tuesday is the Tough Truck at 7:30. Wednesday is the Rodeo at 7:30. Thursday is the Tractor Pull at 7:30. Friday, Tractor Pull, or Truck Pull. Tractor Pull on Thursday, Truck Pull on Friday. And Saturday will be the Demo Derby and Figure 8, all at 7:30 start times. And if you're interested, Kids Day will be Wednesday. I guess that's when kids get in for free. Veterans Day will be Friday, when veterans get in for free. Senior Citizens and Canned Food and Ladies Day will all be the same day. That'll be Tuesday. That's if you, I guess, a lady, you get in for free. If you're a senior citizen, you get in for free. And if you bring a can of food, you get in for free. Not, you don't have to be all three. You just have to do one of those. But that'll be Tuesday. And that's the way it is. I like Canned Food Day. That's about the only one I can participate. I'm not a lady. I'm not a senior citizen. I'm not a veteran. And I'm not a kid. So I have to go with Canned Food Day, Tuesday. So Ladies Day, Canned Food Day, Senior Citizens Day is Tuesday, Kids Day, Wednesday, Veterans Day is Friday. And that's when you can get in for whatever you would like. I'm flipping through the book now, so now there's a lot of ads in this book. But a lot of good information, general information in this book about people who participate with the fair, do things with the fair. Very interesting. Okay, in any event, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Okay, well, we've ran through all of our fair information and all of our current event stuff. I also know there's something going on in Cardington this weekend, if somebody wants to check that out. Kind of like a street fair going on over in Cardington this weekend. And then, you know, we have this Pickle Festival coming up in, coming up Saturday in Dayton that we've been talking about. But did you know there's a pickle run over in Galleon? And I think the reason we don't get a lot of attention on this or get a lot of news on this here in Marion is because it happens during the fair. It happens, I think, you know, during July 4th. I don't know if they have any pickles over at the Pickle Festival, and Pickle Run is what they call it, in Galleon. Has anybody ever been to the pickle thing in Galleon? Do they have a parade? Do they have pickles for sale? Do they deep fry them? Or what is the Pickle Run that happens over in Galleon around July 4th? 740-751-4038. Or does anybody have any information on the event over this weekend in Cardington with kind of a street fair? Don't forget the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker coming up after this show today, 9:10 until 10 a.m., and then I'll be back at 10. Now, what we're going to do, because I do have these two tickets to the Matt Yee show, the sing-along show, that's going to be at the Palace Theater tomorrow night, Saturday at 8:30. We're going to do trivia questions here, and then at 1 o'clock today, I will draw the winner, and you will get two tickets to go see Matt Yee tomorrow night at the Palace Theater. Freebies on us. And you don't have to come pick them up or anything like that. I'll tell you how you're able to get those, and we'll go in that direction. And if you don't want to go yourself, it might be a nice gift for somebody. Matt Yee at the Palace. And if you'd like tickets to that show, I believe they are still available, 740-383-2101. Okay. Well, and possibly at some point this morning, we may have Ted Williams singing Candyman, which was a promise we made the other day that we were not able to get in yesterday because of all the interviews, but we'll continue to work on it. All right, let's see if we can get somebody entered into this contest this morning. And if we can, now remember, listen all day, because if we pull your name at 1 o'clock, you are going to be the winner. All right, let's get some questions going here. I thought we'd do summer questions, since this is the first week of summer. We're still in the first full week of summer here. Okay, here's the first question. The summer solstice happens on which two days in the northern hemisphere. Now, we just had the summer solstice happen, but it happens over 2 days. Does anybody know what 2 days those are? And you can enter as many times as you like. The summer solstice happens on which 2 days in the northern hemisphere? Now, remember, these are questions to do with summer. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What 2 days does the summer solstice happen in the northern hemisphere? And it just happened this week, so that could be a tip-off. Now, remember, we're going to give away 2 tickets to the Matt Yee Show. And I'll tell you what, we have a lot of this food to give away. What I might do is if we get a lot of entries, I may give away some food, and then I'll also give away the tickets to the concert for people who want to go to the concert. That way we'll get people going to the concert, and then we'll get people going to the show. Because I know we have Pizza Hut, we have Arby's, we have San Sodas, we have... What else do we have? I know we have where's my giveaway envelope here? Let's see. If I was more organized in the morning, I'd have this down. We have Arby's. We have San Sodas. We have Smoothie King. We have Pizza Hut. And San Sodas. So maybe I'll give away some food today. But you got to get in the drawing. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. You never know what's going to happen on this show. The question is, the summer solstice happens on which 2 days in the northern hemisphere? Now, we are in the northern hemisphere here. So what 2 days do you think it happens? Now, I'm giving you a hint here by saying it happened this week. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What 2 days does the summer solstice happen in the northern hemisphere? Now, I'll give you another question here. Do people follow the zodiac signs, the astrology thing? Which 3 zodiac signs are the summer signs of the zodiac? There are 3 of them. Does anybody know what the 3 zodiac signs are that are summer? The summer signs of the zodiac. That's another question. And then maybe I'll get a third one going here. Well, before we go to the third one, let's take the caller here. Go ahead, caller.
The summer solstice is on June 21st.
June 21st? So what's the other date tied in with that?
Oh, I don't know. I've always known the summer solstice just be on the 21st, as long as day of the year.
Well, it's 2 days. They actually consider it 2 days, I guess. But the June 21st is one of them. So what do you think the other one is?
June 20th?
You got it. June 20th and 21st. Those are the 2 days. So we'll put you in here. Now, do you want to go see Matt Yee?
Well, I don't know who he is, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Well, it sounds entertaining. You know, it's a sing-along show for adults. I don't know. Might be entertaining. Well, we got you in.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, Scott is in. The summer solstice is June 20th and June 21st. So we've got one entry in so far. The other question, which 3 zodiac signs are summer signs of the zodiac? And then we'll have a very easy question. Well, we're down to the last minute. I'm going to save the easy question until we come back at 10 o'clock. But the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker will be on today at 9:15, right after this show. So don't switch that dial. But, the 2 days involved with the summer solstice are June 20th and June 21st. And we're going to give away 2 tickets to the Matt Yee concert at the Palace Theater tomorrow night. at 8:30 p.m. So you can still get all your chores done tomorrow and go see Matt Yee and maybe give away some food. The drawing will be today at 1 o'clock, and I'll be back at 10:15. Stay tuned to this station.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk.
When we're joined, this is great pride and privilege, for the first time by Joy Behar. You told a story on The Tonight Show after you left The View with Jay Leno that Barbara had threatened to fire you at one point.
Well, she did fire me. She didn't threaten to fire me.
She fired you.
Yeah, she told me she was not renewing my contract. I spilled the beans inadvertently about Rosie O'Donnell coming on the show.